Hi everyone, a good Wednesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. We continue to track a warm front that is pushing through the region. North and east of the boundary, cool, damp, showers pushing through northern and eastern portions of New England. South and west of the boundary, we're finding some nice breaks in the clouds as you make your way across central portions of New York State down into Pennsylvania, where temperatures are jumping into the low and mid-70s from Syracuse to Williamsport, PA, all the way down into Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The rest of the surface analysis does show an area of low pressure up toward the Ontario-Quebec provincial border, with a cold front extending through the central Great Lakes. Again, another severe weather potential for lower Michigan, as they experienced severe weather last night, and a couple of tornadoes from near Flint and Saginaw, Michigan, back toward Lansing in mid-Michigan. That boundary extends all the way back into the north central plains, where we find another area of low pressure and a trailing boundary that drapes itself across the eastern and the southern portions of the Rockies. That system, in tandem with some strong and potent upper-level jet stream energy, as well as a good deal of moisture vecting northbound from the Gulf of Mexico, means another significant severe weather outbreak across the central plains later today into tonight. So states like Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and northern Texas, which were affected greatly last week with severe weather, will also be affected again later today and into tonight. Now, the warm front that's pushing on through and ahead of the system out across the central plains, we find a lot of warm and humid air. Dew point temperatures, 60s, lower 70s. Recall the way the weather pattern ended up shifting last week. We were pleasant the weekend before, all the winter-like weather this past weekend, but nonetheless, we ended up seeing temperatures soar into the upper 80s, close to 90 in some locations, dew point values into the 60s. We're going to return back to that summer feel to the air with the similar type of air mass pushing into the region as we head through tonight and into Thursday. So that ends up meaning we'll see afternoon highs tomorrow, Friday, into Saturday, well into the upper 80s and lower 90s for many of us across the listening area. A quick review of the climatological data. 71 and 40 the split for yesterday, May 28th, your Tuesday, with 0.01 to the gauge at Albany International. The year-to-date total quantitatively stands at 13.64 inches, and that's a deficit right now by only about 0.75 inches. As we head through the next few days, I think we have an opportunity to perhaps jump into a surplus of precipitation, albeit maybe for a short period of time. The average high-low split for your Wednesday today, May 29th, 73 and 51, with the records today being 93 and 34, respectively in years 1931 and 1956. The sun rose this morning at 5:21. It will set later today at 8:25. It will rise again at 5:21 approximately tomorrow morning and set at approximately 8:25 tomorrow evening. So in the forecast for the remainder of your Wednesday, we'll trend toward a mixture of sunshine and clouds in many locations. We may hold on to the cloud cover issues as you make your way up toward Essex County, portions of Hamilton County, on into central and northern portions of Vermont. And with us trending towards some sunshine, that will help to fuel the atmosphere late this afternoon into this evening for scattered showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center out of Norman, Oklahoma, continues to monitor the situation across New York and New England, because if we do see enough in the way of warming today with that sunshine to create enough instability within the atmosphere, these showers and storms could really blossom very quickly and become very potent very quickly again later this afternoon into this evening. We'll continue to keep an eye on things in the forecast center and relay any information from the newsroom to you later today. The forecast high today in Albany up close to 80. Any showers and storms will come to an end as we head through this evening. Then we'll look for skies to become partly cloudy. It'll be humid with a low of 60 to 65 region-wide. Lots of sunshine as we head through the day on Thursday. Hot, humid, a bit breezy. We'll call for some isolated showers, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms, and a high in the mid and upper 80s. Lots of sunshine as we head through the day on Friday, perhaps a shower or storm. Otherwise, it's hot and humid with a high of close to 91. A mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, some afternoon showers and storms, highs mid to upper 80s. Mixed sun and clouds, some late morning and afternoon showers and storms for Sunday. In advance of a cold front pushing through the region with highs into the mid 80s. And the trend for early next week, cooler, drier, more pleasant weather as we head for the first several days of June. In fact, we're talking about June 3rd, 4th, and 5th already. Man, oh man, the year is flying by. Have a wonderful afternoon. Stay vigilant and up to date with the latest regarding the weather situation once we head toward 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.